Codger Thofolcher Roy the Erclore Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So, stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Hello friends and welcome to this week's programme. First of all, to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But you can, of course, contact me at any time by email, joebollard2@aircom.net. joebollard and a figure 2 at eircom.net. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line with your request, dedication, observation, comment, anything you feel like. And then, of course, you can always join me on Facebook or on Twitter. Become one of my followers on Twitter, Joe Bloggs in Bray, JoeBloggsInBray. On this week's programme, as usual, it's a mixed bag. And this week we've a little special feature as well, and a number of emails to get through as well. So let's start off with a lively one from the Irish Rovers. Well, you see, this young man was in love with this girl. Where do we hear that before? And he disguises himself as a gypsy and goes to the door, the whistling gypsy. Yes, you know the story. He's not really a gypsy, of course. He's the lord of these lands all over. Let's have the Irish Rovers version of this.
The whistling gypsy came over the hill, down through the valley so shady. He whistled and sang till the grey notes rang, and he won the hearts of the lady. Addie-doo, addie-doo, da-day. And sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady. She left her father's castle and gates, she left her servants and ladies, she left her station and her states to follow the gypsy lady. Sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady. So her father, he set her up a fast steed, rode through the valleys all over. At great speed to follow the gypsy rover. Addie-doo, addie-doo, da-dee. Addie-doo, addie-dee. He whistled and sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady. At last he came to a castle fair, down through a valley so shady. And there was wine and music there for the gypsy and the lady. Addie-doo, addie-doo, da-dee. Addie-doo, addie-dee-dee. He whistled and sang till the green woods rang, and he won the hearts of the lady. No gypsy, my father dear, he's the lord of these lands all over. And I'm going to stay until me dying day with a whistling gypsy rover. Addie-doo, addie-doo, da-dee.
same lyrics as I grew up with, but years ago, when Adam was a lad and I was young, we had an old 78 version of that by Joe Lynch, if I recall. Slightly different lyrics, but the same idea behind the song. They were the Irish Rovers. Now my Johnny McAvoy track. I played a version of this song a couple of weeks ago on Sounds Irish, and it's a song that, well, it's, I think it was last year or the year before when I played a version of this track. I got an email from a listener who said that she didn't approve of this particular song because, well, look, I think it's self-explanatory, but come on, honey, it's only a song.
When I was a young boy, I longed to see the world, to sail across the ocean and see the sails unfurled. I went to seek me fortune on the far side of the hill. I wandered far and wide, now of the world I had my fill. And it's home, boys, home. Home, I'd like to be home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all grown green in the old country. When I left my love behind and sailed across the tide, I promised I'd be back again and take her for me bride. But many years have come and gone and still I'm far away. I know she is my own true love and waiting for the day that I'm home, boys, home. Home, I'd like to be home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all grown green in the old country. Now I know there's more to do than sailing o'er the foam. Happiness and peace of mind can best be found at home, for money can't buy happiness and money cannot bind. So now I'm going back to find the girl I left behind. And it's home, boys, home. Home, I'd like to be home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all grown green in the old country. And it's home, boys, home. Home, I'd like to be home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all grown green in the old country.
Johnny McAvoy and Home, Boys, Home. This next song is about, well, I think we've agreed on Sounds Irish over the years that it's the most sung about county in Ireland. We sing about all our 32 counties. We have a song for each county and we have many songs for many counties. But I think Donegal is the most sung about county in Ireland. We settled on that a long time ago. Here, Andrea Walsh is singing a song entitled The Rose of Aran Mór. The beginning of the song, she talks about my heart today is far away on Tyrconnell's shore. Tyrconnell is another name for Donegal. Have a listen to Andrea Walsh. Oh no, before I play it, the reason why it has memories for me is that the band with which I played in the west of Ireland from about 1957 to 63, long before you were born, Mother, the band leader didn't sing an awful lot, but he did sing this song quite regularly. Here's Andrea Walsh's version of The Rose of Aran Mór.
I thought today, though I'm far away, dwell on Tyrconnell's shore. The salt sea air and the callings fair and lovely green widow. There's a flower there beyond compare, I'll cherish evermore. That grand Colleen in her gown of green, she's the rose of Aran Mór. I've travelled far neath the northern star since the day I said goodbye, and seen many maids and golden glades beneath the tropic skies. There's a vision in my memory, I always grand Colleen in her gown of green. She's a rose of Aran.
This week, all over the world, but particularly down in Australia and New Zealand, they've been commemorating Anzac Day, A-N-Z-A-C, Australia New Zealand Armoured Corps, I think that was off the top of my head, but doubtless somebody will correct me. On that particular day, the 26th of April, the Australian and New Zealand forces started the campaign, the Gallipoli campaign, and it went on, I think, from about April to the following January. Now, not alone were the Australian and New Zealand troops fighting against the Turks, but they were also joined by 3,000 Irishmen who perished at that unfortunate campaign. So, whenever Anzac Day is commemorated, we also remember those thousands of Irishmen who lost their lives at Gallipoli. This week, our own president, Michael D. Higgins, was over there laying a wreath at the site, along with various other world dignitaries. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a few related tracks to that Gallipoli campaign. And I'm going to start, no, it's not an Irish song, but as the Gallipoli campaign involved Irishmen, I'm going to play Slim Dusty singing and the band played Waltzing Matilda. A Waltzing Matilda was the bag that the wanderers around Australia carried across their backs. And as they walked along, it used to swing from left to right, and it was known as the Waltzing Matilda. Oh, by the way, the 3,000 Irishmen that were involved with the Gallipoli campaign were part of the British forces. And also with this song, there's some wonderful poetic lines in it, particularly towards the end where it says, "And the young people ask, what are they marching for?" Here's Slim Dusty.
When I was a young man and carried a pack, I lived the free life of a rover. From the Murray's green banks to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, the country said, "Son, no time for roaming, there's work to be done." And they gave me a tin hat and gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as our ship pulled away from the quay. And amidst all the cheers, the flag waving and tears, we sailed off to Gallipoli. How well I remember that terrible day, when our blood stained the sand and the water, and how in that hell that they call Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was waiting, he'd primed himself well, showered us with bullets and rained us with shell, and in 10 seconds flat he'd blown us to hell. Nearly blew us right back to Australia. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we stopped to bury the slain. We buried our men, the Turks buried theirs. And then we started all over again. They collected the cripples, the wounded and maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The armless, the legless, the blind and insane, all the brave wounded heroes of Suvla. And when our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where my legs used to be. I thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me to grieve and to mourn and to pity. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. And nobody cheered, they just stood there and stared, and then turned their faces away. And now every April I sit on my porch and I watch the parade pass before me. And I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reliving old dreams and past glories. But the old men march slowly, their bones stiff and sore, tired old men from a tired old war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. But the band played Waltzing Matilda, and the old men, they answer the call. But year after year, those old men disappear, and soon no one will march there at all.
Continuing my Anzac commemoration tracks, this is a song that, well, is known throughout the world as a New Zealand song. This is to commemorate the New Zealand forces that took part in that Gallipoli campaign. This is a song entitled Po Kari Kari Ana. Some years ago, a priest from Ireland went to work in New Zealand, and he heard this song, this Maori song, and he fell in love with it. And he decided to compose a hymn to that particular tune. So there's the connection between New Zealand and Ireland. But not only that, there's a little more personal connection, because here is the choir in my own church singing that particular song, but this time it's a song in Irish. It's entitled A Weir a Water, or O Mother Mary.
Maria, Maria, is not so worried, is
Our Lady Queen of Peace singing Aweer a Wahir, or to most people the tune will be familiar as Pokari Kariana, a New Zealand song. Now, continuing the theme of Gallipoli, many people here at home in Ireland felt that, well, the Irish soldiers shouldn't be involved in the war. They felt that they should be at home here fighting for Ireland's independence. Here's a song sung for us by the Fury Brothers. It's entitled Gallipoli, and it tells the story. The father is telling the story of how the young man walked to the quay at Dunleary, which was the quay from where boats sailed, and still do, to all around the world, but mainly to the UK. This young man was marching away to join the British forces to fight at Gallipoli, and how, after some time, they got a letter telling them that their son had been killed. It's a wonderful song, and I am aware that many people are not big fans of the Fury Brothers, but I think they are genuine folk singers. Listen to their sad story of Gallipoli.
It stands clear in my mind. We stood down at Dunleary to wave you goodbye. Your ma was quietly weeping, there was a tear in my eye, as they sent you to Gallipoli to die. You looked so young as you stood there, it limped in your eye, and he sang rebel songs as the streamers flew high. Your ma turned away, and I heard a sigh. God, you're sailing to Gallipoli to die. You were all that we had, your mammy and me. When he marched to the wreck, you were proud as could be. And it killed your poor ma, and it slowly killed me. When you were blown, the kingdom come on the shores of Gallipoli. We only got the one letter, and we knew right away. It said, deepest regrets, your son was bold and he was brave. You were only 18, yet your mommy and I let you go to Gallipoli to die. You were all that we had, your mommy and me. When he marched to the wreck, you were proud as could be. And it killed your poor man, and it slowly killed me. When you were blown, the kingdom come on the shores of Gallipoli. You fought for the wrong country, you died for the wrong cause. And your ma often said that it was Ireland's great loss. All those fine young men in march to foreign shores to fight the wars, when the greatest war of all was at home. You were all that we had, your mammy and me. When you marched to the wreck, you were proud as could be. And it killed your poor ma, and it slowly killed me. When you were blown, the kingdom come on the shores of Gallipoli. You were all that we had, your mammy and me. When you marched to the wreck, you were proud as could be. And it killed your poor ma, and it slowly killed me. When you were blown, the kingdom come on the shores of Gallipoli. Thank you.
and they sent you to Gallipoli to die. That was a very poignant song, and it never fails to move me. My very first track on this theme was Slim Dusty singing, and the band played Waltzing Matilda, remember? And it more or less pointed out the futility of war. I mean, that First World War was supposed to be the war to end all wars. Believe that, you believe anything, considering what happened afterwards. But here we have the Dubliners, and they're joined by Billy Connolly. And this is another sort of anti-war song. I've played this on the programme before by the Dubliners. It's entitled, I'm Asking You, Sergeant, Where's Mine? When people join up to go to war, they're promised all sorts of things. Years ago in the Middle Ages, it was known as the King's Shilling. And this, once again, points out the futility of war. The Dubliners and Billy Connolly.
I'm lying in bed, I'm in room 26, thinking on things that I've done, like drinking with squaddies and pulling my boots. I'm counting the medals I've won. These hospital wards, they're all drab looking joints, but the ceiling's as much as I see. It could do with a wee touch of paper or paint, but then again, maybe that's me. Oh, Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? All that talk of computers and sunshine and skis, oh, I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine? I've a brother in Glasgow with long curly hair. When I joined up, he said I was daft. He says shooting strangers just isn't his game. That brother of mine isn't soft. But I can put up with most things I've done in my time. I can even put up with the pain. But what do you do with a gun in your hand when you're faced with 100 odd ways? Oh, Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? All that talk of computers and sunshine and skis, oh, I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine? Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? All that talk of computers and sunshine and skis, all I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine? Oh, Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? All that talk of computers and sunshine and skis, all I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine?
I might even say, over the last couple of months, I've been playing various versions of the song Danny Boy. And recently I played the bluegrass version, which, well, many people approved of. Some didn't, but I did. Wonderful version. But here we have Sheila Ryan. Now, I've said this before, and we'll keep saying it. on Sounds Irish. To me, Danny Boy is a piece that should be played as an instrumental, but not always, particularly when it's done so beautifully as this from Sheila Ryan.
Danny boy, the pipes of war are calling from glen to glen and down the mountain side. The summer's gone. It's you must go and I must bide. But call me by when summer's in the meadow or when the valley's hush and white with snow. It's I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so.
Dead, I will.